From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to the program. Mark chapter 9 is the portion we will be looking at in just a moment or two. Have your Bible ready. We'll also be listening to some beautiful singing from Stithians, men and ladies choirs. We'll be playing the hymn, For You, I Am Praying. Remember tonight at 9 o'clock in our evening program that we will be turning to the book, The 59 Revival, and I'll be reading an extract from that book, as well as bringing a message in the series, Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. But now, let's turn to Mark chapter 9. We're reading from the verse 2. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias and Moses, and they talked with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. Amen. May God bless his word. Now here's that lovely hymn, For You I Am Praying. And let me just say that it's for all of you out there who listen to our program, but perhaps you're not yet saved. For You I Am Praying.
Thank you.
the Lord answer prayer for all of you who are listening today and are yet not saved. May this be the day when you close with Christ and receive Him as yours. We're turning to Mark chapter 9 and the verse 2, where we are told that after 6 days, the Lord Jesus took Peter and James and John and took them up into a high mountain, and before their very eyes was transfigured. What that means is told us in the verse 3, his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, as no fuller on earth can white them. It is a simple observation that I first of all will make, but I trust that you will take it to heart. There is more to our Lord Jesus Christ than men observed during his earthly ministry or men today believe about him. To the eyes of men, as the Savior moved amongst them, he was a lowly, humble, poor individual. Indeed, amongst those who resented the message that he preached, he was despised and he was rejected. But there was that concerning our Savior that men did not observe. There was an aspect of the Lord Jesus that mortal eyes are blind to. Indeed, it's true to say that we're not just speaking here of unsaved, unbelievers, those who have never come to a knowledge of Christ. There are many Christians who have a very limited understanding of the glories of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, here on this mountain, the Lord Jesus stood before his three disciples, Peter, James, and John, and he showed them his glory, or at least something of his glory, because he did not even show to these chosen three the fullness of his glory. That's for another day, that day when he will return to this earth. But here these men saw something of the Savior that they had never imagined. It's interesting that this vision should only have been granted to three men. Not every Christian attains to the same height of knowledge and understanding and intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, all of us should strive for the closest of communion. All of us should seek to follow hard at the heels of our Savior. All of us should try to be as close to Him as we can, but not every Christian attains to the same level of understanding or of knowledge concerning Christ. It's suggested to us here how such knowledge and intimacy is to be attained. You will see that the Lord Jesus led Peter and James and John apart. And if we are to know the Savior, then there must be times apart. Times when we turn our back on the ordinary affairs of this world, our business, even those who are close to us, and we must go apart with Christ. We must go apart with Christ. It's interesting, too, that the Savior revealed himself on a high mountain. He could have revealed himself in the deepest of valleys, but I'm sure that by choosing a high mountain, he was underscoring for us the fact that if we would know him, then there has to be a climbing upward on the mountain of prayer, of waiting on him, of studying his word, of turning our back on the world and leaving it far below us, getting our feet, as it were, on top of those things that ordinarily would occupy our thoughts and our time. Oh, if we would know Christ, then we must go apart with him. We must seek him in earnest prayer, and we must turn our back upon the world. I might also point out that there are glorious things in store for all those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The disciples saw something here of what things will be at a future time. For it was not just the Savior they saw, but Elias or Elijah and Moses. They were long, long departed from this world. They had lived hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before, but here they are, in the company of Christ as something of his glorious scene. Is this not a picture of a coming day when the Lord Jesus will once more appear in this world surrounded by all who believed in him? My time is gone. How quickly it goes. Join with me this evening at 9 o'clock, and of course, next week again at 10 in the morning, 9 in the evening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.